Former Westchester County executive and 2014 gubernatorial candidate Republican Rob Astorino wants to add New York State Senator to his resume. He's challenging first-term Democrat Pete Harkin in the 40th District. Before Harkin, the seat had been in Republican hands for a very long time. Astorino wrote an op-ed earlier this summer saying he doesn't think that $65 billion at that time in proposed federal COVID-19 relief funding should go to New York. He says it would amount to a bailout without fixing the state's financial issues.
Look, any money that would cover up the deficit that was pre-COVID of at least $6 billion shouldn't come to New York. They need to correct those mistakes because it's only going to get worse, and it happens every year. So taxpayers in the rest of the country shouldn't foot the bill for our mistakes and our bad government. We need to correct those because it'll make New York a healthier place to live. Right now, we do have COVID-related response and deficits, and those things, I believe, could get money from Washington. You know, if it was directly related to COVID, then I think Washington should help New York out. But pre-COVID, the $6 billion plus deficit, that was the direct mistakes made by our legislators in Albany and the governor. And no, they shouldn't cover that up.
And then you mentioned also in that same op-ed about the governor having hired a consultant to work on reopening. And you're saying, well, let's put consultancy to a different use, a better use, in your opinion.
Yeah, look, we have some very smart people in New York, the best in business, in media. I wouldn't say the best in government, that's for sure. But really, in all the sectors, we've got the best and the brightest, including technology. So let's put them to work to better our state, come up with new ideas that may be very different than how we're doing it right now, because the way we're doing it in Albany is not working. I mean, the proof is in the pudding, where you have people in a mass exodus out of this state, real estate and other taxes the highest in the country, electric grid that doesn't work, the wind blows a little bit and every pole falls down and people are without power, and paying the highest electric rates in the continental U.S., and the list goes on and on and on. So we're doing things wrong, and we're doing them wrong every year, and we get the same results. So I would say put the brightest people in all of our industries in New York in a room and let them think outside the box of how businesses might do it if they weren't constrained by the government rules. That we saw what happened in Washington when a lot of the regulations were loosened up. The economy exploded. And we can do the same here in New York, but there's no will right now with the Democratic majority and a Democratic governor. They believe in government sort of ruling in every aspect of everyone's life and everyone's business, and it's a failure. And people are moving to states where they have better jobs, less regulation. I mean, the latest is so idiotic, but it's so perfect to, as an example of what Albany has become, where if you're working as in a hair salon, you have to get 500 hours of training on how to wash somebody's hair and sweep up a floor. If that isn't the perfect example of government run amok, these are people who are trying to make it, right? They're trying to learn a trade, better themselves, be an entrepreneur, maybe at some point be able to rent a chair and cut hair to climb up the ladder and provide for their families. To go through 500 hours, I mean, it should probably take about 15 minutes how to shampoo somebody's hair and sweep up hair on the floor. It is pure idiocy, but this is government run amok, and this is why people are leaving this state in droves.
He refers to a proposed bill in the legislature about the certification of shampoo assistants, requiring a minimum of 500 hours of an approved course of study in cosmetology. And the Mount Pleasant resident criticizes the state's input on reopening public K-12 schools.
This is where it was a complete failure by Albany, and specifically the governor and the legislature. They provided no oversight and no guidance. So what you have is every school district submitting separate plans, 50, 60, 70 pages in length, which are confusing, which conflict. Parents don't know what the hell is going on. Superintendents I've talked to say they fully expect within a few weeks in September that all schools will be shut down. Because once there's the first case, everyone's going to lock up, which is insane. But we all should have been under the same standards. Open schools, the CDC, the American Academy of Pediatrics, they all strongly support kids back in the classrooms. if we can pack ourselves into a Walmart or a ShopRite, then we can socially distance in schools and figure out how to do it the right way. And that is, you know, it's been a lost year. I mean, I know what I went through with my kids. One's going to be a senior in high school, another a sophomore in high school, and another entering sixth grade middle school. This past year was just, it was a debacle. You know, they hardly learned anything. That's really not the fault of the schools. Nobody was prepared for it. But it shows we've got a long way to go. Distance learning is not the answer, but all this blended learning that they're going to do, where they're going to be on one day, off another day, on a week, off a week, half days, it's just, there's no consistency and no guidance, and that's what they were all complaining about.
You'd likely, if you were elected, still be in the minority in the state Senate. Why? I know you love politics. I know you want to get in it. You can't stay away, but why now?
Why not now? I mean, we have the biggest challenge in New York's history right now, and I have been born and bred in New York. It's through my blood, and I really care about this state. I care about where I live, and my whole family, you know, extended and otherwise live here. So to see what's happening in this state, the slide that is so precipitous, and to see that it is being aided and abetted by this radical de Blasio agenda out of New York City that is sweeping through the Democratic Party, and that Pete Harcum signs on to that, you know, to me, it has to be stopped. It's crossed the line where it's become very dangerous now, this anti-cop rhetoric, this lawlessness, this turnstile justice where somebody gets arrested. There's no question he or she did it, and yet they are released on bail immediately to commit more crimes. There is no force field at the New York City line, okay? It is in New York City, which is a shame if anyone's been in there. It's boarded up streets, graffiti everywhere, garbage piling up, homeless people. And, you know, the homeless, that's a critical failure of government. People should not be living on the street. It's not safe for them. It's not safe for others. They obviously need assistance. So keeping them on the street helps nobody. It's not compassionate at all. So there are problems literally piling up and bullets literally flying, and that's okay with the de Blasio and Harcum agenda. It's not okay to me because we can reverse this. We did it in Westchester. We can certainly do it throughout New York State. And whether I'm in the majority or the minority, I think that voice is absolutely needed. And a different point of view to the state of New York, to the voters, that's required. One-party supermajority rule is the downfall of New York State, and we're heading there fast.
He refers to the elimination of most forms of cash bail for nonviolent offenders as part of criminal justice reforms enacted last year, a measure Harcum co-sponsored. Astorino says he does not buy into the assumption the state Senate will remain a Democratic majority after November.
Will you be voting for President Trump for re-election?
I will.
Last week, Astorino stood outside Penny Lane Dance Academy in Somers to announce a new ballot line.
And over 5,000 people signed a petition in a few short weeks. We're creating a party line, a ballot line called Rebuild Our State. And it is a clear message from the voters to the politicians in Albany that we need to rebuild our state. Things have to get better, because literally livelihoods are on the line. Families cannot afford to continue to struggle based on the policies of Albany. It's hard enough to deal with the health crisis here, but we think this state has a wonderful opportunity when this pandemic is over to actually become healthier, not just health-wise, but healthier economically as a state.
Astorino formally launched his campaign at the end of June. The 40th District includes parts of Westchester, Putnam, and Dutchess counties. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.